Chapter 8, A Fork in the Road. Choose which path you will follow.
Well, you've made it down the road this far. To all those who cared enough to have read this book, newlyweds and seasoned veterans alike, we hope you found the reading worth your while. No matter what your purpose may have been in reading this book, having a wonderful trek, discovering a better way to travel, experiencing more joy, getting it right this time, or moving beyond your doubts. If enjoy the journey along your marriage highway has proven helpful to the two of you, then the two of us will feel very gratified. You're now at a very important fork in the road of your current or potential marriage. The road now splits into three distinct paths you could choose to follow. The first road is a tragic way to travel. The second one can sometimes prove quite worthwhile, but the third one offers an incredible journey. The first path is the path of least resistance, the way of the cop-out. This is the road of married persons who do nothing to make their marriage any better. It could be because they've tried before and nothing has worked. They've been hurt before, or they're simply lazy couch potatoes when it comes to exerting any efforts, even those in their own behalf. A lack of knowledge about what to do is a reason for some, but not for anyone who has read this book. Here are three of the common reasons people don't change or grow. 1. I've paid my dues. These folks feel they've already worked on their marriage before, and it's just not right that they should have to put any more into it. 2. Nobody's perfect. Although this is, of course, true for every one of us, married or not, we shouldn't use this weak cop-out as an excuse to do nothing at all. 3. Analysis paralysis. There's a real paradox in this variety of non-growth. People get so caught up in analyzing their relationship, they don't focus on actually changing or helping themselves or their partners to progress. As a professional counselor, I've always found it puzzling that many therapists place so much emphasis on analyzing people and their relationships in great detail. Frankly, there's no end to the ways human beings and their problems can be explored and examined. It's quite possible to develop a deep understanding and extensive insights about who has done what to whom, why they've done it, and what the results are of all these whys and wherefores. Nevertheless, it seems to me what really matters is determining what people can do about their lives and relationships so they can progress and grow. Maybe that's why I never saw myself as a shrink, but rather viewed my role as that of an expander. My recommendation for those seeking help from any mental health professional or coach is to request that the therapist spend less time shrinking them, analyzing their problems and issues, and more time expanding them, helping them grow through solving their challenges and realizing their potential. This is just as true for those in marriage counseling as it is for those in individual therapy. Regardless of the reason they choose this route, couples who stay on the no-growth road are bound to get stuck in lots of ruts all along the way.
If this book goes on your bookshelf, and whatever ideas you glean from reading it get filed away somewhere in your mind, you will be taking the well-beaten second path chosen by the majority of those who read books. Glean what you can from what you've read. Hopefully the main ideas and some of the interesting examples or key phrases will come to mind once in a while. In this way, you and your partner will benefit from this exposure, and your relationship will be better than it would otherwise would have been. If the book thus serves to help you and your spouse in any way at all, we as authors will be delighted. Then there is the third path, the road less traveled, by most people who are exposed to a new resource. Once such travelers become convinced that a certain path is one that will lead them to a place they really want to go, they are eager to use the road to pursue a chosen quest. Those who are unwilling to simply survive their spouse and don't want to settle for a mediocre marriage, but want a truly thriving relationship with their life partner, know this is no simple task. A single reading of a good book, no matter how good, just won't cut it. A thriving marriage is impossible to achieve by any shortcut or quick fix solutions. Rather, a relationship this special calls for a lifetime commitment to continually nurture it, which is why some opt for the third path. Travelers who choose this road do not feel they must devote untold hours to making their marriage great. Most are extremely busy and have lots of other things to occupy their time, but the quality of their marriage is something such persons value highly. They don't consider the core relationship in their life something that they can take for granted. Instead, they make it a point to continually care for their marriage. They nurture this relationship on an ongoing basis, just as they do their health, their children, and their careers. So in summary, the three paths at the fork in the road for you to consider are 1. Cop out and do nothing. 2. Develop interesting insights, gain bookshelf knowledge. 3. Continually nurture a thriving relationship.
Throughout the book, we've encouraged readers to get the most out of this resource by taking the time to ponder and discuss the 20 questions and to review the ideas to consider included at the end of each chapter. If you have not yet done so, now would be a good time to go back and actually do these exercises. They are intended to help you better understand and use the 6 vital practices so you can achieve a thriving marriage with your partner. This can be done chapter by chapter, a little at a time. We also suggest that you learn about and use the KISS Marriage Maker tool described in Appendix A and Appendix B. In many respects, the little KISS Marriage Maker is even more important than the ideas covered in the book itself, because it offers you a simple and convenient way to follow through in applying this information in your own marriage, where it will do you the most good. Couples who choose to follow this third path will take full advantage of Enjoy the Journey Along Your Marriage Highway. They'll use it as a handbook for marriage travelers, to which they'll refer to help their journey go better. They will also make it a point to use the KISS Marriage Maker frequently, not out of a sense of duty or to complete some assignment, but rather because it serves their own purpose as well, especially as a practical way to ensure that with their busy lives, they make time to make their marriage what they want it to be. As we've mentioned before, please remember this. Use your own discretion in determining how you'll use anything we've shared with you. Figure out what makes sense and what doesn't. Apply ideas in whatever way works best for you. Do so at your own pace. The road of marriage is not a road race. Every couple will have their own goals and styles in traveling their own paths. The last thing we would want is for a husband and wife to begin on the third path, then abandon it altogether and settle for the first road because they felt so overwhelmed with what they saw as unrealistic or excessively demanding. There is only one expectation. Do the best you can. Sometimes your best efforts will be extensive, And other times, you won't do a thing. That's all right. Whether you decide upon and follow through with many different goals each week, or work on only a single application for an entire month, it's okay. What matters is that you do something to help your marriage become better. When both of you sincerely strive to use these resources in the way they were intended, they will help you. A person who consistently applies correct principles eventually reaps the rewards. This is also true for husbands and wives working together to make their marriage all that it can be. We believe this can be a blessing for the two of you. We wish you much happiness and joy along your way. As long as you're on the highway of marriage, why not make it a highway? After all, this is the best possible way to ensure that both of you enjoy the journey.